When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
DWI podcast. My name is PC Tunney. I am your commissioner and the commissioner
of the United States
of damn Americas. And I am joined, as always, by the man, the myth, the legend, the other half of the world's greatest tag team never. It's him. It is him. It doth be a man who is unbelievably psyched up for the Pro Bowl. Indeed, it's DPP.
Is that on? That's still a thing? Are they in Hawaii?
Where are they? Oh, they're in Vegas.
I see. There we go.
So they do a skills competition. Year. Yeah, they do a skills competition, and then they do a dodge game of dodgeball, and then they do a flag football game.
Still on the sand, so people could tear ACLs.
Oh yeah, that I forget the guy's name. It was the running back from New England. I can't remember his name. You effort that, and I will welcome in the funky, phenomenal, and oh so fresh trivia trickster. It's AJ Belez. Hi, AJ.
Man, I really miss the quarterback thing where they can see how far they can throw it and the precision challenge.
I think you would actually like what's going on here. This is what they're doing right now. Can you see the TV?
I see, what is it, CJ what? Stroud and
this is what they're doing. They throw at all these targets. So it's pretty cool.
I like the old one where they actually had to go through like a scramble drill and everything else and then try to chuck it while doing it like the fastest to get the perfect target.
Yeah, see,
early 2000s, bro.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think we've talked enough about the Pro Bowl, honestly. Who did you effort the name of the gentleman?
That would be Robert Edwards.
Robert Edwards. I was just about to get to it. Yep. Nicely done.
You could be like Drew Brees and hurt yourself while you're still on the Chargers. Wasn't that a Pro Bowl game?
No.
I thought that was.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Because I was like, I think that was his last appearance as a Charger.
You should look that up.
You know what? I will while you run down things.
I can run down things. About a week now. The Rock, the Vince stuff, and the Rumble. We finally got to the Rumble, and then we got other things. DP, why don't we just go ahead and let everybody know what's happening this week on the 415th edition of the podcast known as DWI.
Well, we're waiting.
Well, it's the big show.
And boy, is it a post-Rumble sheet show.
Well,
he's going to work Pro Bowl in there.
We're not going to get into the Vince news, although there is more. John Laurinaitis is basically saying that this all happened and that he was a victim as well. I will imagine that the names that are involved in this and the number, I heard there's more possible victims willing to come forward now as well. In addition,
one notable name is John Laurinaitis himself.
Well, I mean, in addition, we got into the comments from Hunter and Cody in the post Rumble press conference. Joining us as well, did you like that text message I sent you, by the way?
I forgot.
You texted me 25 minutes ago.
I did, but to my credit.
I was going to say, Ray's a busy guy. Speaking of which, Ray Cash.
my daughter hurt her knee, so I've been watching her.
Uh-huh. I got you. I got you. You good, though?
Yeah, I'm good, man. How are y'all?
Well, thanks for coming on.
Hey, thank you. Daniel?
What up, brother?
What?
How you doing?
What up, AJ? Good to see y'all. I came in at a very tense time. I'm sorry.
No, not really. I was just, we're just going over the big show sheet before we take our first break and come back and get into stuff. But I'm glad you showed up now because I was mentioning to the people what Dave, DJ, and I talked about on Special DWI Wednesday. So we're probably not going to get into any of that tonight. So do you want to have a comment on any of that stuff before we get going?
I mean, I could talk about it and I could say a few things. I don't really want to dampen the mood because I'm as a lifelong viewer of WWE, as a lifelong fan, as someone who ingests the product probably more than 2%, more than probably in the top 2% of WWE viewers in terms of watching, listening, social, going to shows, buying merch. I'm up there. Only thing I haven't done or don't do is buy stock yet. And I've also been a dude that's known Vince McMahon was a piece of shit, but I thought he was the typical piece of shit that most CEOs are, because with respect to people who are at that level, you got to be a bit of a piece of shit to become a billionaire or to have a company that's successful on a global scale. You can still be a decent dude, but at some point you have to be a piece of shit to get to that point, in whatever way you want to quantify it. Yeah, but for him to basically take a whole woman and basically say, you're my plaything.
You can go and read all the stuff. I mean, it's pretty graphic, and
yeah, it's
sure
bad.
It's all gonna be get told into more detail if this goes to court.
There's a very dark and unfortunate irony in that wrestling as a whole, WWE particularly, has been looked at and been kind of described for a number of years as a toy box of Vince's favorite toys. And he would pick the toys he wanted to play with, who would get pushed, and so not. This is a very unfortunate irony there, considering what this has been. The one thing I will say, so we can move on, is I'm not gonna begrudge the man for what may be his truth, but John Laurinaitis is no victim. Don't think that. Don't believe that. The things that he's said and done, the things he's been involved with, and this is not just. This unfortunate, God, that's such a fucking bullshit word, unfortunate, in considering all this. But there are plenty of stories about John Laurinaitis out there besides this that show that he's a piece of shit on his own right. So well, he may have been forced in some situations to do what the boss said to do, but I guarantee you, and I can tell you, he's done his own. He's going to burn in his own right.
Well, this is just going to be the tip of the iceberg. There's like all this shit's going to come out. DP, you look like you wanted to say something or no? No, you're good. Okay. I wasn't sure. All right. What we will talk about, though, today. So if you want to hear more of that, if you want to hear some of that from a legal perspective as well, Dave Ungar, it's probably one of the better reasons to listen to 414 that was out Wednesday. Dave puts a lot of that in perspective and what happened and what could be happening moving forward. We are going to get into the Royal Rumble, and we're going to review the four matches that happened that night. We're going to follow that up by talking about CM Punk and the significance of his injury and what it means moving into WrestleMania. We'll come back from that with some trivia. And then in a last call, Ray, I want you to listen closely. I went over it with these guys already. Last call tonight, as you listen on SmackDown, who will Cody and Bayley pick? So we'll try and stay away from that when we review the Rumble so we can have a fun little conversation at the
really?
End.
Breaking news, just in case you're wondering, what way will the sun rise and fall? Just in case you didn't wonder, we're going to speak about today. Which way does the water run when it's going downhill? What?
North and south?
Ding, ding, ding. Adam, you are amazing. I just don't. I don't know where you come from.
What if the hill goes east to west, though?
Still got to fall south, bro.
All right. What if you're on the other side of the equator? DWI 415.
Do this commercial.
We'll be back for this commercial.
Water go down the hole.
It's in the hole.
Plucky duck.
Yeah, just go to commercial.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Welcome back, DWI 415 right here, ChairShot Radio Network, a part of TheChairShot.com. We remind you to always use your head. Head on over to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Pick yourself up a ChairShot t-shirt. They make a great gift as well. Ray Cash is joining us this week. Myself, DP, and AJ Belaz. Let's get into the Rumble, guys. The women, for the second year in a row, easily the better Rumble, in my opinion. I thought they crushed it. I thought Jordynne Grace, the TNA chance, just the way they structured it, I thought it was really fun. DP?
Yeah, I would say definitely too. We certainly got a couple surprises, a couple things we were hoping would happen and did, with like Jade Cargill making her debut. Having Jordynne Grace in there was really cool to see. Again, the TNA champion. Looked amazing. They gave her an opportunity to shine, which was fantastic. It just gets, again, like you said, great. It gets more eyes on the product. Love that. You know, in a Rumble dominated by Damage Control for a short while there. A lot of good stuff in this one, to be honest with you.
Go ahead, Ray. Jump in there.
Yeah, I would say it was the better one, too. It was very sloppy from a performance standpoint. That didn't matter because it was so good on a story standpoint. And yeah, I think they've been in their bag the past few years in terms of structure of like number of people when they come, time frames, who comes at the right moment, when to let something breathe. They've been in their bag since back when Drew won and they did the 1-13 with Big Brock. And like they've been in their bag since then, it seems like. They've been on point because to start it off with Natty, who nobody gave a fuck about the show, just like, well, hey, Rumble, and then the screech, and you're like, oh, well, what's going on something else? Like, I almost watched Collision for a second when Natty came out. But then Naomi came back, right?
Stop.
And then no, like I like yeah.
You wasn't watching Collision.
Boy, I'd rather watch Collision than 50 Minutes of Natty. Thank God my girl home. And for the record.
I'm gonna fly down to Houston. And I'm gonna swing by the grocery store, and I'm gonna pick up some Natty lights, and we're gonna come over and we're gonna have Natty night. We're gonna watch nonstop Natty matches and drink Natty lights.
Well, that's awesome because I don't live in Houston.
You motherfucker.
Wasn't it dope though? Not only to see Naomi back and to see the reaction she continues to fucking get whenever she comes back.
Oh, shoot.
But like it took 10 seconds for me to realize, wait a minute, that's right. She's been gone. It felt like it was so normal. Like when the music came on, I was bobbing my head, like playing on my phone, and I looked up and was like, oh damn, this is a return. Wait a minute. So yes, that Jay Cargill, star.
Oh yeah.
Star.
You need to put her and Bianca on a tag team.
Y'all keep saying that. No, I need to see. I need to see the doppelgangers.
Then they can break up.
Yeah, cool. But I need to see them go against each other at WrestleMania. Man, if that's the case, then do it Eddie Ray style. Because all that ass needs to be against each other first.
I think they team up and win them this year. And then over the course of the summer, they lose them and it builds to a Mania match next year. That would be a great first year for Jay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, as long as I see more of Jay, because I think she's shown she's ready to be shown. Give some love to Tiffany Stratton and Roxanne Perez from NXT. Killed it.
How did you feel about them coming out like so late?
I didn't mind it one bit because. So. This may change the conversation a bit. I apologize. There's most people. The Rumble is the biggest nostalgia thing we have in wrestling, right? Because everybody who watches the Rumble watches for two reasons: to see the surprises, and because of the nostalgia of back when I was watching it. Well, Ric Flair had a tear in his all that shit, right? Cool. But the Rumble is no longer about building a star by winning it. The Rumble is about setting up a WrestleMania match. It used to be the entire point of the Rumble was to build the next superstar. It don't work that way no more. Because there's many ways to build a superstar. You don't have to win that. That's the only way to do it. Because they only want TV 6 times a month. Or whatever it was, right? So, but if they were ever to go back that route, you can't tell me that Tiffany Stratton, or as we're going dipping in our toe in the men's, a Bron Breakker, winning it out of nowhere isn't beyond the realm of possibility. That is how good Tiff and Roxy are. That is how legit they are, and that is how well they have been booked by Sean. Because I guarantee you, if Tiffany could, just like Rhea did, Tiffany could to make her actual, that was her debut, but her actual like regular television debut, and wrestle for the world title at WrestleMania, and nobody would bat an eye. That's how good she is.
I don't know, but it's still gotten to the point where you know that that kind of person isn't going to win the Rumble. Especially because they have to sell all those tickets. They need 4 headliners for those 2 nights.
Not from the Rumble. And that's my point. The Rumble doesn't have to sell tickets because we have 4 main events. We don't need that. But until you and one more thing, I know AJ's chomping a bit. Real fast. The other thing is, the other reason why the Rumble doesn't really so much matter in terms of who wins it anymore is because every year you can tell who's going to win because it's about the story.
But it matters now that Cody won 2 in a row.
I don't give a fuck. Do you?
Well, yeah.
I don't give a fuck that he won 2 in a row. In fact, I'm glad Punk didn't win it because he got hurt. But I'd rather Cody lost it and had to earn the right to face Roman again.
I don't even know if he's going to face Roman. But AJ, flip in there.
Talk to your boy, Dan.
I mean...
Tonight, you can feel it. He's on the edge already. I've been pretty calm.
I mean, the Women's Rumble, that was definitely one of the better ones. I mean, I kept saying Bayley was going to win it for a while, but that's neither here nor there. Jordynne Grace coming out. The fact that they actually acknowledged the TNA stuff, not just because the crowd was chanting it, they were actually talking about TNA. They were talking about the fact that Jordynne won the Knockouts title from beating Naomi. And they had their little hug out session and then started hockey fighting. It was perfect. I love that. I love the fact that there's like this kind of pseudo workman relationship between Damore and Levesque. So I'm all for it. I would love to see some more. Even if it's just sending, you know, some of the, like, maybe even the NXT women going to Impact for like a one-off match at a pay-per-view, like a Lockdown or Hard to Kill or something like that. I would love to see that. It's like, hey, hone your craft with these guys, and then, you know, if you want to gather anything, grab what you learn from down there, show it on NXT and become bigger.
I think you're hitting the nail on the head on what the larger portion of the relationship is going to be between WWE and TNA. Now, they kicked it off with a bang by having, you know, one of TNA's biggest, brightest stars in Jordynne Grace coming in and playing a huge, maybe being the all-star of the weekend, to be honest with you. I mean, if you think about it, it's one of the most talked about things from the weekend. One of the biggest surprises. One of the best things.
Who she was. And I'm not going to diss her. She was now. Fantastic.
They do now.
Well, yeah, they definitely do.
The majority of that relationship is going to be in NXT. I think that's where I was going with that.
That's the talent. There should be a talent exchange between the two. Yes.
I would love to see that. Like, you know, you have Bron Breakker going down there to fight Josh Alexander or Moose even.
Moose and Elja. That's the
match. Like, you can definitely see. People were thinking after Jordynne Grace came into the Women's Rumble, people thought Moose was coming into the Men's Rumble at some point. That's what how.
What if Moose is the manager?
I'm giving to quote like Rocky from Rocky and Bullwinkle. Here's something like, you'll really enjoy.
Maybe he like goes into the intergender tag teams and they face off against their heel, you know, ultimate heel opponents. Natasha.
I hope y'all listen to see how much of a piece of shit Tully is. Right, y'all hear this, right?
He's a moose.
You listener at home.
If you wanted to know what PC stands for, it's piece of crap.
So now I was like 100% serious for the most part on Wednesday with DJ and Dave. As serious you can be with DJ and Dave. But, you know, today I just feel like, you know, here we are. We're talking about the fun stuff. Yeah, so
but going down more.
Yeah, go ahead.
They showed off a lot more of the women's division. Not that it's just like, you know, random tag teams. Here's some people thrown in. Like you said, there wasn't a Hall of Fame or a Legends return really in any of the Rumbles. It was, here's Roxy and Tiffany Stratton at 27 and 29 respectively. You had Jade Cargill making her debut at 28. You had Naomi return. You had Jordynne Grace pop up.
And Liv at the end. Yeah.
And Liv coming back at the end.
Yep. Well, there's that great shot of them on the outside.
That was an amazing shot. I love that. Where all like the final five, like the last four eliminated.
It was Liv, it was Jade, it was Tiff, and it was Bianca. Yep.
Yeah. All of them looking on like.
Well, and it's like WWE going, look at how bright our future is.
Here's the future. Yeah.
Yep. I mean, it's huge. And then on top of it, Tez and Bianca's show is just entertaining. They're great. I think it's doing excellent viewership, so that's another big pop for them. I think one of the funnest dynamics I like is that, you know, Tez is like, to be honest with you, Tez is kind of like super overshadowed by his wife nonstop as far as the wrestling business
goes. I'm pretty
sure
he's used to that by that now. Not bashing Montez Ford here, but I'm pretty sure that's just a thing.
His amazing ability to be a great partner and person is totally on display. Like, you see how great of a person he really is from the stuff I've watched from it. So check it out if you haven't watched it.
Now, we haven't mentioned probably one of the greatest things to happen in the Women's Rumble. R-Truth coming in at number 24 because he got confused.
I mean, okay, so why did he say that when he pulled 24 out of the bin, right?
Does this mean I got a quarantine? Yeah, I don't know. I thought he got 19 after that.
That's what I tweeted that all right away. I was like, okay, I'm pretty sure I know where he's ending up, you know. Yeah. But he did come out in both. We'll get to more R-Truth. R-Truth did make history, we'll get to that.
The greatest line ever of the night. He was like, You sure all them women up in there?
Yeah, that was.
And then no, I don't know if.
No. Don't talk about the men's rumble yet.
I wasn't going to.
Okay.
I was going to say there was something that WWE filmed like as a little short, like a 30-second short or something. And it was him and Pierce came back into Gorilla. And then R-Truth's like, "You told me yesterday that I was in the Rumble. I didn't talk to you yesterday. Also, where'd your hair go?" That was Nick.
Yeah, that
Mysterio?
Yeah, Mysterio.
And then Pierce just goes, "I need a drink."
Yep. He's so good. Good call. Yeah, they got the right guys in the positions of authority there. Since the main event doesn't have to be the last match of the night, apparently, I don't know what fucking world I'm in.
Been like that 15 years, so I need to give it the program.
No, it sucks.
if a Rumble doesn't end the Royal Rumble...
How did you guys like the Fatal 4-Way? Go ahead, Ray.
Look, man, I'm one of Roman's biggest fans. I eat at the table he set for me, since he's the head of the table. I'm almost over it, bro. Almost over it.
Hashtag end Roman's reign.
No, Roman should have lost to Cody. I've been on the record saying that last year, which is this year they've done a decent enough job of making it matter again.
Don't wanna end his reign?
No, it needs to end. And I love Roman, but like
hashtag end Roman's reign.
Yeah, it's gonna be over. Okay. Yeah, it should have been over a year ago. It will be over in 2 months. But Roman doesn't wrestle a bad match. AJ Styles doesn't know the word of the definition of the word bad match. Randy Orton doesn't wrestle hard enough to have a bad match, and LA Knight likes to say yeah a lot. So like yeah, it was four.
Yeah.
There you go. It was four good components. I was gonna say slightly no. Thinking about it, I'm very disappointed that Solo had to make the run in again. You didn't have to make a run in the Fatal 4-Way, bro. Like he did, there was enough chaos for Roman to still sneak out. But it's just setting up that much more when Rock stops him from getting up, or Rikishi, or Uncle Alpha, one of the tribal heads, elders, stops him at WrestleMania and lets Cody go ahead and do the thing. So
the only reason that I'm fine, because I'm in agreement that the Fatal 4-Way was kind of, these guys like really never have a bad match. Why was this a bad? Well, not a bad match, but to their standards, a bad match. The only defense I can make for Solo was the entire narrative in SmackDown was Solo's gonna fix this. So that's kind of why he interfered. Where Good he's point. Like, I'm gonna fix this. So he made sure that's the only defense I have. Do I agree with it? Not really, but it makes sense from a story standpoint of Solo's the tribal heir. He's Mr. Fix It at the moment. That's my own defense.
And he also feels like he has some culpability for the situation they're in. I can accept that. I feel better about it then.
Did you see his Twitter? I don't know if it was made up or not, but someone found some tweets of his from 10 years ago. And he must have been in high school or wherever in school still. And he like 8 or 9 tweets in a row about how much he hates math. It's hilarious.
To the point where it seems like the man deactivated his account.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, go ahead, DP. Jump in there.
Yeah, like.
As a man who loves math, why don't you jump in there?
Oh, actually, I hate math. That's why I became a scientist to find ways around not having to do the math anymore.
The scientist / architect hates the main thing for science and architecture.
That's why we do what we do, because we don't want to do the math every damn time, so you find a way to automate it so you don't have to do the math. The match was forgettable. Like, I was trying to think of any, you know, rememberable spots, and I can't think of any. Like, I don't know. It just didn't, what those guys were saying, you know, they're all great wrestlers. They don't put on necessarily a bad match, but it wasn't anything to remember as far as just the match went. It was just a match, and we continued on. You know, everything happened as we thought it would.
hey, at least we were all right in saying AJ Styles was taking the pin.
I thought LA Knight was, but you're all right. I was wrong. LA was the Knight is the weakest star of the four.
It's too bad that they wanted to protect Randy, because that should have just been a singles match, and that could have been just one hell of a match with no interference, and Roman could have got a really big clean win. And even better for those of you who think he's going to lose in Philadelphia, but we'll get to that. We can talk about that now. No, we're going to wait. We'll get to that.
No, just want to say, I think the reasoning why that didn't happen, because Roman was supposed to wrestle Elimination Chamber. Like I told you, he's never missed the overseas PLE that he hasn't wrestled at, and he's not wrestling at Elimination Chamber. So I'm guessing that there was a plan for him to wrestle Randy singles at one of those two shows, but now that he's not, and we're going to go ahead and pivot real fucking fast to Cody.
Well, it's like what happened to Rock. Like, all of a sudden, it was going to be Rock because it was going to be Orton and Roman, and then, you know.
That's not the same thing, because Rock be rocking. Rock be putting his dick on the table.
Well, a little less than other people, apparently, though.
That better not be the title, Rock putting his dick on the table.
That can't be the title. All right, so no one really liked this match then, is what we're all saying.
Really, no.
It has some fun moments. I mean, they didn't wrestle a bad match, but I didn't care one bit.
Like I said, they have not had a bad match. This was their bad match.
Well, I don't think it was a bad match. I think it was a match that was good because those four guys are really good, but it wasn't what we wanted it to be. It wasn't great. It was like a B minus. And these guys don't get B minuses, so that's what happened. That's kind of how I feel about it. I don't know. Move on? Yeah?
Yeah.
You guys didn't see. I mean, it really seemed like this Rumble kind of, the energy after the women's, it kind of it came down a little bit. Logan Paul and Kevin Owens next, I thought they did a good enough job of looking backwards and finding out that Owens was pretty well hurt. Like, I think he had a broken foot or close to it as well, so... I mean, who does Logan Paul face at WrestleMania?
Do the thing for me, AJ. Thank you. Thank you. Dan got it. Yeah, there you go.
Well, yeah. I asked that question having already predicted that a month ago, so go ahead.
Who's going at?
You don't think it's Logan Paul and LA Knight at WrestleMania?
No. That's the cue, AJ.
Well, let me talk to you. All right. I didn't take the pin at all.
Oh, Jesus.
Good old phenomenal one over there going over there. I mean, we already had some TNA guys. He can go back over there because everyone's going to be talking about LA Knight for WrestleMania. Yeah.
Nana.
It's got to be LA Knight. Plus, he has the history with Logan Paul from freaking Money in the Bank.
But if Cody picks Roman and they have to trade him, they could trade Cody for LA Knight, and LA Knight could go against Gunther.
Trade Cody for LA Knight. You were one of the people that was on the trade machine trading Michael Jordan for Randy Jackson or some shit, right?
I have been on the Eli LA Knight Sean Ricker train for who knows how long, but Cody for LA Knight is a downgrade for Raw.
This is professional wrestling. Ray, you put in an example of me wanting to make trades by saying I would want to trade Michael Jordan when the battles we've had in conversations about a certain topic make you ever think I would ever trade Jordan for anything.
Man,
I was about to say, fucking Tony just said Jordan for Muggsy Bogues.
Did you see Jordan turn down like a whole shit ton of money to do a commercial with LeBron?
I did not.
Yeah. Did not. He was like, nah. He's like, nah, I ain't acknowledging that shit.
He don't need money either, so.
No, he don't need money, that's for sure. Well, let's talk about it right now then. So you guys all think LA Knight, okay, you don't like the LA Knight for Cody thing, whatever. It's a little BBT, booking by Tunney. What are you going to do? Then who do you got facing Gunther?
Do you want to say it, or do you, or do you want me to?
Well, So me and you both talk a lot, and Dan is very happy just being quiet and being in the background. Do you have an idea first?
Me? Yes.
Not you.
Oh, don't.
Dan. Oh, Dan. Dan.
No, no. Dan's just sitting there plotting his perfect time to jump in and say stuff. Trust me.
Hanging out.
So, in the world we live in now, with Chicago Phil hurt, right? I think we get Gunther Seth.
All right. So, all right. Then we'll get to that. Does anybody else think that Gunther defends the IC at WrestleMania?
I do.
Against who?
Ludwig.
I like that. And I've talked about that too. That could be one of the biggest ways to get a huge rub out of this, but that's got to start at Elimination Chamber and then go into it. And then who's the good guy is a better bad guy.
You wouldn't have to have the Elimination Chamber rub. You got the freaking rub at the Rumble with Ludwig getting eliminated.
I'm saying that, like, I think you could do something in a storyline where, okay, we're having an Elimination Chamber match for the number one contender for the IC title, right?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, have an Elimination Chamber.
Gunther pulls strings to get Ludwig in it, and this would be a way to turn Gunther face almost because Ludwig's got to stay heel. Like, I mean, I think he's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
All right, Dan.
But I honestly think it'll be Kaiser versus Gunther for the IC title at Mania.
I tell you the match I thought was going to be before Chicago Phil got hurt was Sammy Gunther. Sammy's the perfect underdog babyface to take out the Giant. Imagine the Sami Zayn winning the IC title from Gunther, beating 600 days.
Sammy doesn't need that.
Nobody, none of these people need any of this shit.
Well, somebody got it. Somebody needs one to get it. It's a 600 day reign.
Sure, but again, Sami Zayn is a guy who just a year ago we were talking, people were begging to main in WrestleMania.
I like it. I want someone personally to get like lower on the totem pole than Sami Zayn.
I don't, because
that's fine.
Because you have to trust that they're going to take advantage of it and use it.
Dan, where do you have the secondary title matches at WrestleMania?
So there was potential discussions of who was going to be Gunther's opponent at WrestleMania. Who was it? It was Brock Lesnar.
Well, it was going to be Brock.
Who replaced
Brock Lesnar?
No. Because on Raw, this is how I'm going to shatter your plans a little bit. On Raw, Adam Pearce signed Andrade to Raw, and then Nick Aldis's phone rang, and he was just like, sorry, Braun, you know how things go.
Breaker's supposed to be on. He could be the guy that takes it from Logan Paul then, and then we do get the LA Knight for Cody Rhodes trade, then it's obvious.
You are on for this trade. Jesus.
After the Rumble with Kathy Kelly, Braun did say he was going after the Judgment Day.
Up is down right now. Dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria. Let's get into the men's Rumble.
We didn't talk about Kevin Owens that was a fantastic match.
Okay. That actually was a good match. I know a lot of people are like, that was a shitty finish. Was it?
Oh my god, that's one of my top five favorite finishes in years.
The fact that the referee caught the Nux?
Because he didn't have the wherewithal to take him off? That was fantastic. Oh my god. That was amazing.
That was the way that he actually won the damn I don't even know if it was the same. It might have been the same referee during the Mysterio match. But the fact that it was like, wouldn't put it past him to use brass knuckles again, sees the brass knuckles, hey, what the fuck?
And hey, man, justice for Jeff. All Jeff wanted to do was holler at his boy. See what my boy was up to. Check on him. Maybe give him a fresh beverage. You know, he was cornering him. And y'all kicked that man out of there, man. Justice for Jeff.
Okay.
Nah.
Damn, three, just if y'all can see the Skype, they're looking at me with such disdain right now. I apologize.
I mean, I'm the one that said nah. I'm the one that actually verbally agreed, so everyone knows. I'm like no justice for Jeff.
On behalf of the DWI podcast, I, Raymond Cashington the 75th, apologize
It's the first time you've identified yourself as a variant.
Yeah, because real Rick Ash, fuck with Jeff. That's why.
All right. The men's rumble. Let's let DDP set the tone here. What did you think? I mean, I don't know. I'll jump in at the end here. Go ahead.
You know, there didn't feel like there was a lot going on in this as far as storyline goes. You know, I think they tried to kick it off right off the bat with the Jay and Jimmy Uso thing. I don't know if it, I mean, we assume that's going to be the match at WrestleMania. I don't think it got the same. It just didn't feel right. Didn't get the same reaction I thought it was going to get when they were standing there face to face. So, you know, I don't know where that's going to go, but it was really interesting. Loved Andrade coming back. That was really cool. You know, I think we had him pegged as potential return. Obviously, we knew he signed, and that was really cool. Came out.
I mean, that's all Charlotte, too. Like, not only, I mean, Andrade deserves a spot and whatever roster he ends up on. So I'm not trying to not say that, but like, Charlotte wanted him back there. Like, I'm sure she missed him, and that's nothing wrong with that. There is video of him, of her oiling him up before he heads out the curtain and everything. So, very supportive couple there.
And signed to Raw, so that Charlotte's on Raw too, right? So that worked out.
How convenient. By the time Charlotte comes back,
it'll be unaffiliated.
It won't matter. They'll put her wherever she's almost to that status now where she could trade her for Cody Rhodes. There's your title. It's not no names. It's just
trade for Cody Rhodes.
415 traded for Cody Rhodes, or not? It's up to Dan today.
I mean I don't hate it. That's made the list.
It sounded like it made the list. Not that I want to talk about that guy either.
Cody Rhodes?
No, the list guy.
You just made the list.
Isn't he in the ocean somewhere, hanging out with the waves?
I don't know.
It's not a boat.
I don't know.
Hey, that motherfucker!
Don't you ever forget.
Flippy floppies.
Go ahead and finish your rumble thoughts there, DP.
The Bronson Reed Bron Breakker coming out. Bronson Reed came out too. You know,
started with fine. That good. He just kept going.
Bron Breakker coming out. I think it was the only. Oh, and Carmelo Hayes was in there too. Some nice, you know, again, couple NXT stars that came out and got to show what they can do, which was really cool. That Omos, I guess that's a return. Great. Don't think anybody gave a shit about that one. And then the weirdest thing of Pat McAfee.
Honestly, like, can we stop at Omos real quick? Like, you got to check out. He, I think it's his, I don't know what social media platform he uses, Instagram or what, but it's all like him talking about like cologne and perfume smells, and it's hilarious. And he's been out there promoting the brand, and he's been getting better and better. And I've heard rumors that he's going to be the one to do a match in both nights. Like, I feel like he's turning a corner and like starting to embrace himself. And I would like them to see them do that more, because if that dude can figure out a way to connect better with the crowd with his own personality, I think he can work. Like, this is a guy who is, if you look at him when he first came in and what he looks like now, he has put a ton of work into himself physically. And I really hope he gets a chance to show off the work that it looks like he's doing personality wise for the WWE side of his life.
Shout out to the Rick Ross hair plugs too. Look good.
Oh, that's it.
if he's been putting the work in and been getting better, then absolutely. But at least as far as right now, yeah. Like, since the last time I saw him in the ring. But good. That'd be cool. I don't understand the Pat McAfee thing. I thought that was kind of dumb, in my opinion. Like, I get it. He hopped in there and did the look at the big motherfuckers and went, no, I'm out.
So apparently, according to Pat McAfee on the show, he didn't even know he was going to be in the Rumble. They just played his music. That's according to Pat. I don't know how true it is, but that's what Pat said.
To his credit, whether it's true or not, he wasn't wrestling in the boots.
Oh God, no! He was actually dressed up. He didn't have like his cut off sleeves or anything else. He was actually dressed for the occasion.
College game day dressed.
How do you guys feel about him coming back to Raw, and how long will he be? Is this just only last through WrestleMania? Like the night after WrestleMania, he does that Raw and then that's it? Or is he back for a good amount of time?
That's kind of what I feel.
I think he'll be back until as long as they need him. He'll definitely be gone August.
Until football season.
Yeah, I was about to say he's probably going to stick around until college season starts again.
Yeah.
Okay. Rumors are Corey Graves is going to take over play-by-play tonight, and Wade Barrett's doing the
terrible idea
commentary.
Terrible idea.
Yeah, I'm.
No, I think it's going to work.
You think it's a good idea?
I think it's going to work.
I think Corey can make it work, but I don't. Corey... You don't make a guy that's a 10 do work as a 6. You just go. Kevin Patrick wasn't great, but he was cool. In fact, it just makes it that much stupider that you got rid of Tom Phillips.
He was doing great work in TNA, by the way.
Or if it's that big a deal, call Vic Joseph up and make somebody else work NXT. Vic Joseph is fantastic.
The main problem I have with Corey being the play-by-play and not the color commentator is he makes too many pop culture references to be the play-by-play. Wade, I think, would be a better play-by-play just because he knows, I can't say he knows more in the ring since Corey's also a wrestler, but Wade's seen more. He's been...
talk fast enough, though.
It's fine. You don't have to talk fast enough.
Play-by-play's got to talk fast.
Wade can't fill that play-by-play. You don't see Wade kicking it in and out of things. You don't see Wade running down things. You know, you get one or two like King did, but... Let's reconvene on this topic after the Perth show and see how we feel after a pay-per-view to pay-per-views mount of SmackDowns with Corey Graves and Wade Barrett. I think that's fair.
Sure.
Right?
No, that's fair.
A few weeks?
Give him time, yeah. I mean, Graves is fantastic. And the best part about it is pay-per-view is going to be Pat, Corey, and Cole anyway.
I want to stop the conversation right here. Because I feel like anything else we could say about the Men's Royal Rumble will come up when we get the last call. And we'll do ladies first, and we'll finish the show. And that's going to talk a lot about the rest of the conversation from the Men's Rumble. You guys good with that?
I mean, you want to talk about the merits of Bronson Reed? No, that's fine.
Dan already brought up Bronson Reed.
Talk about R-Truth. You want to talk about R-Truth making the hot tag?
Oh, yeah! Yeah, you got it. I said R-Truth made history. I thought AJ was going to jump the gun. First hot tag in Royal Rumble history. How'd you guys like it?
It was R-Truth fashion. That's all that you need to know.
Well, I love that he threw JD, tried to help JD McDonagh back in the ring, only for him to get immediately eliminated.
And low-key, speaking of, Truth is by far the OG when it comes to funny stuff. But the connective tissue for the first half of that match was Jimmy trying to be homies with everybody else that tried to help him. So going through would kick somebody that he was fighting, and he'd be like, "What's up?" And he'd get kicked in the face. Cross would be helping him, and he'd be like, "What's up?" And Cross would be like, "Nah, no yeet." Like, that was hilarious, bro. Jimmy Uso is killing it. And to your point, Dan, well, yeah, maybe later in the match, once things kind of got crazy, yeah, there wasn't that big moment between them after the beginning. But at the beginning, when Jay came out and when his music ended and we're waiting on number two and Jimmy's music hit, the whole crowd collectively said, "Oh, shit, that's a moment, bro."
And their back and forth, it was yeet, no yeet. Like, they kept going back and forth, and the crowd was behind it. So,
yeah, that's happening at WrestleMania.
That's going to happen so hard. And they already got the shirts, and then the white and the blue and the red and the black. And they had on the tribal lays, like, oh, it's gonna be fire. The only thing left to do is they need to get Rikishi to commentate, and they need to get little baby brother Jeremiah, yes, as a fourth Uso, to be the ref. All fat twos all the time. You can make Naomi, you can let Naomi introduce her before she wrestles her match later on that night.
Another title contender right there, all fat twos all the time.
The only thing that I'm going to say about the Men's Rumble is usually we have the quote-unquote cleanup guy where it's someone comes in who's larger than life or like a Lesnar or a Big Show or something like that. Eliminate 7 to 8 guys just to clean up the match. We didn't really have that. The highest elimination count was 4.
You don't have that guy though right now. Might have Omos. Those guys.
Omos and Braun.
Can I finish my sentence? I wasn't done. No. I was literally about to say, well, I'm going to finish anyway because it's. I won't quote Patrick. No, but you might have those guys in stature, but you do not have those guys in stature and credibility.
Braun eliminated 4 people in 5 minutes. That's what you're looking for, AJ.
That's what you got because he replaced Brock, and Brock would have been the thing done at even a bigger scale, and they weren't going to let Braun do that at the same scale.
Fair.
By the way, did you know that when Braun runs the ropes, it's 23 miles per hour?
Okay. ESPN Next-Gen stats.
Ray came in with the head shake and everything for that one. Did you know?
Fucking D'Lo Cashington over here.
Y'all recognize. All right, we're going to break. We're going to come back with trivia. And after that, we'll have a last call and clean up our thoughts on the Rumble winners. DWI 415 right here. Chair Shot Radio Network. All of your favorite streaming platforms. PC, DP, AJ, and our special guest. One of our favoritest friends, Ray Cash. We'll be right back.
I want initials too.
And RC.
RC, like the cola, baby.
They like the fourth best? Damn.
I like RC.
It's royalty. Royal Crown Cola, brother.
No lie?
Yeah, that's what it stands
King
for.
Cash. All hail King
Royal Cash, baby.
Royal Cash. Wow, damn. All right. Wow, he's got a new name. He's going to fucking change his name thing on X. We'll be right back.
He's going to put a crown next to it.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
This is your boy, Kenny Killer, telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com. Bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
And since Kenny was in the commercial, shout out to him because I think we just found the next monarch of England and it's King Ray Cashington.
It's like
God.
King Rance.
King Rance.
That actually sounds pretty fucking British, doesn't
it? That
does
sound good, not gonna lie.
You know there's a Rance River in France?
There's did you a see Rance the picture in France? Of, is that what you just said?
Did you see the picture of Harry, Prince Harry, and side by side with his mom's riding trainer looks like nowadays?
Is Harry the bald one, or is Harry the one that's married to Meghan?
Harry's the redhead with all the hair.
Okay. Yeah. So she was hanging out in the stables, basically.
And well, her riding instructor, like right around that time, if you look at him now, he's about the same face, red hair.
So this is the King of the Hill situation, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, what's that? Joseph.
Just for that, I'm gonna have Ray go first with trivia.
Wait a minute. Okay.
See, I didn't.
Wait.
The King of the Hill situation.
Wait.
Kicking me in, my fellas. Dirty pool, mister. Dirty pool.
I didn't see that picture, but I did see quite possibly the best tweet in all of Royal Rumble weekend, and that was Dan when someone had a sign that said DP, what's the password?
Oh, yeah,
and Dan tweeted out saying my peacock password.
Trying to get hack into my sites, man.
The hell? Trying to hack your cup.
What is this?
Hey, you won't need them. You won't need it in a year anyway, so don't worry about it.
That's true. That's true. But yeah, just for the King of the Hill reference, Ray, you're gonna go first. Question one, two, or three here.
I normally choose two to drop a deuce, but somebody else did that a lot the past few years. Let's go with number three.
All right, and perfect because we just ended the Royal Rumble. So this is going to be the last Royal Rumble question, and there's going to be three answers, so you get a max of 3 points. Who are the three wrestlers that were the runner-ups to back-to-back Royal Rumbles? So there are three that were the last one eliminated.
I got
back-to-back Rumbles.
In the second of back-to-back Rumbles? Or three times someone has lost in consecutive years.
There are three people that have lost that were the last ones eliminated in consecutive years.
Okay, got it. Men and women, right?
Men and women are included, okay. Yes.
All right.
Fuck, that changes the answer.
So there's one for the women, two for the men's.
Yeah.
I only found the woman.
Yeah. Tunney says Nia.
So I didn't write the woman because I can remember getting one of the two. I know one of the two guys. I know Roman is right for sure. And it's either Kane or Big Show is the other dude, I think. I can't remember which one it is.
So Ray put down Roman, Kane, and Big Show. He's got one of them. It's Roman. Dan actually has... Dan has the other one for the men's side. It's Triple H.
Oh, the Cena Rumble. Fuck.
Cena and Orton. Roman lost back-to-back. And the woman, I'm surprised. We just had it. It was Liv. Liv got eliminated last in both Rumbles.
Oh, once Becky got eliminated this year, I knew Bayley was winning, so I stopped.
What was the other Rumble that she got eliminated last
year?
Rhea. Yeah, last year.
Oh no! Last that was Bianca, wasn't? Yeah, no, Bianca was champ.
It was Rhea.
Hey, so, tip of the hat to you. Good question.
No, yeah. Don't blow smoke up his ass.
So, you're just mad because you didn't get a point.
Just ask another fucking question.
So Ray and Dan have a point. Dan, you dropping that deuce? You're going one.
No,
but Dan has 2 points, right?
One. No,
Dan's
I only got one.
He only got trips. He had Becky and Becky. Brock.
Oh, okay.
Number one for me, sir.
All right. Well, I mean, we know what the next Royal Rumble, or not the next Royal Rumble, we know what the next PLE, pay-per-view, whatever you want to call it. I still call it pay-per-view. It's the Elimination Chamber. But what do the people in Germany call the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view now? Because they don't want to call it a chamber for a reason.
Oh my god.
Can we say it? We don't have to give the German.
No. English. You don't need. If you know the German, you just win trivia. So I don't suppose anyone put down kein Entokommen. Eliminationitzel 9. By the way, you spelled 9 wrong. The E is the second letter and then I-N.
I knew the answer. I just can't remember.
I'm not sure if I show my answer or not.
I think you can, because I think we're all have a joke.
German
excursion.
I like that. That's actually a dope name for a PLE.
Tony, I am not saying that.
In the show. In the show.
Oh, okay. A real answer.
I think we have a title.
I guess nobody here. Even wants to say what I wrote down. That's how bad it is, right? No one's even going to say it, right? Okay.
That's some pot is war shit right there is what that is.
Speaking of pot is war, I think they call it the elimination pods.
No, they call it no escape.
Yeah, I knew that. I couldn't remember what it was.
Well, I mean, it's like the same.
No, Donnie, no, you were wrong on physical, metaphysical, fucking mental, every level known to man.
You could ask the next question. I'm going to message Dave and see what he thinks of my...
I can't breathe.
All right.
What's even worse is everyone's still... It's only Ray and Dan. They still have a point. This one has two answers. Again, multiple points.
Like,
Connie could win.
Like, don't let me hang around to the end.
Which two wrestlers, I can't believe you wrote that down. What two wrestlers have the most Elimination Chamber appearances?
Oh, really? I got to write his name down?
Why do you think I was laughing? So close of saying that what you wrote down. Let's see. Okay. Tony put down Kofi and Y2J. Dan says Edge and Y2J. Ray got both the answers, which is Triple H and Ted Irvine's kid. So Ray won. Because it was Triple H and the maker of the list. Tony, I'm surprised you didn't catch on to that when you were like, yeah, the list maker. And I just started laughing. And I'm like, funny you mention him.
All right.
By the way, to the first question, Roman's been the last dude four times.
It was only twice. Well, he's been the last dude four times, but twice, like two times in a row.
Because
Dean... Yeah, because Dean broke that chain since he was the final three.
Yeah.
What? Stop. You
won.
We're
not talking to Rumble.
Look at it. There he goes. Ray's officially happy he came on the show now.
Finally. Ray, go bad luck there. Hey, Tony. Shout out to my favorite author.
Yeah.
You're terrible.
Let's go, literature.
A last call for alcohol.
What do you mean it's last call?
What do you mean? What do I mean? It's the last thing we're going to talk about. And tonight we held back a little bit on the Royal Rumbles because the last call question for tonight is who will Cody and Bayley pick tonight? On SmackDown, ladies first, gentlemen. I don't know. Like they really teased the shit out of her picking Io. You want to think she would keep Damage Control going? We've been saying it all along. I guess she's. I don't know. Dan,
I think I've been saying it for quite a while. It's gonna be Bayley versus Io. How'd they end up getting here? You know, I'm curious.
It seems like it's gonna happen in one. It's not even gonna happen with the story. It's just gonna happen. Like the look, it's gonna happen with the look and the announcement. That's it. There's no infighting right now with them. It doesn't make sense.
True. You know, other than just a little bit of, you know, they've had those little teases about, you know, Bailey not being knowing what the hell they're talking about, and Tegan saying like, oh, they're just saying this. But that's what I'm wondering is, are they really going to announce it? Is she really going to pick right now? I mean, maybe. I mean, we're recording before, you know, SmackDown goes live. I'm wondering if they might drag it out just a little bit longer to do that. Because otherwise, yeah, they could try and tease her a little bit and say, why would you pick me? But it just seems too quick to do that. So I feel like maybe they drag it out just a little bit longer.
The sooner they get these WrestleMania fucking ads and pictures and promos and everything out, the better for them, I think. I don't know. AJ, what do you think?
I don't think they announce it for SmackDown because, like Dan just said, you need to...
Why else would Bayley say, I'm not going to make my decision tonight, I'm going to make it on Friday?
She's scared, and then you can easily red herring this by saying, I'm going to pick Rhea, I'm going to do this, and then you go on to the Elimination Chamber. Like, we've already had it. We've seen signs. Like, the viewers have seen signs where it's... she doesn't get dabbed up. She doesn't get hugged or anything else. The Kabuki Warriors win the tag team titles back, and notice how when they took the picture in Gorilla with Trips, it was all of the champions and Dakota Kai. Someone in the background literally said, "No Bailey." Like it's teasing to the. It's like showing cracks. But it's still like, we're still a united front. I'll announce it on Friday. It's going to be Rhea Ripley. And then more shenanigans and shit's going to go on. And then she's going to be like...
Well, she's not going to announce and switch. It's just...
Why not? Why not?
They're both going to pick on SmackDown. You're going to end SmackDown and know who they're wrestling, I think. 100%.
There's no reason for that. To me, there's no reason.
They already have to change up a whole ton of stuff in the media and in advertising and promoting that they already had planned for with one thing. They're not going to wait forever on this shit. You're not going to have this pick happen after Elimination Chamber.
It's going to happen at Elimination Chamber, most likely.
No.
That's what I think because there's no cracks. There's no division. There's no like random bullshit. Other than if Bailey just goes out and says, "I'm gonna pick you, EO, because you're not including me in everything." Like that is the most preschool bullshit thing ever. It's like you picked on me because you didn't invite me to the fan club. There needs to be a division. That's what I'm saying.
I can't wait for 167 hours from now.
Sure.
Did the math.
That means next week we'll be starting the show.
Oh, okay. See, me and Dan was like, those are numbers. I've heard of them before.
I was about to say, that was like such a weird ancillary number. I was confused as fuck.
You don't know how many hours there are in a week? Man, I get in Monday morning and I'm like, ooh, 105 hours and I'll be on my way home Friday. Here we go.
I don't think I've ever said that. I just say, thank God it's going to be Friday soon. You know,
40 hours in a week.
Like now.
Yeah, but overall, the total time from Monday morning when I start till Friday afternoon when I leave, it's about 105 hours.
How many hours you work in a week? God damn.
Counting when he gets off of work. Because you can easily say 40.
We don't get paid for those.
He's also counting Monday, like night.
Still have
like
to get
night.
Through all that to get to Friday night.
We don't get paid for all that, sir.
Yeah, sadly.
Why I hate math.
Is it my turn?
Sure. Anyways, yes, Ray, what you think's gonna happen with the women's?
Sure. How many hours? It's a goal. That's your question. Which month?
Pass.
Can't answer that question.
Pass. Hey man. The Royal Rumble winner can go after any champion they want, right?
Yes.
At least gonna go after Jordynne Grace.
That is going out to Angel Reese.
NXT?
Angel Reese? The women. That's right. Tunney's racist against women's basketball players. Angel Reese is the women's
LSU.
Basketball player from LSU.
No, yeah, that was so stupid, Ray, that you said that.
That the joke. fell flat.
So
let me be serious then.
I knew Ray was going to have some random
right away,
bullshit.
Once I realized what you're talking about was not WWE.
Tony has a bias against people of the female persuasion who like to actually play with a round spherical basketball. So
yeah.
let's get to the
It's Black History Month too, so it's
Alexa,
like...
stop.
You didn't hear what I said, did you?
I did not. Alexa was talking.
I said, and it's Black History Month, so it's like, what the fuck?
It's even worse, yeah. Yeah, and you have black. Okay, so here's the real answer. The real answer, of course, is...
For reals, though, can I say, while we're talking about it, Happy Black History Month?
Thank you. And I guess Happy Black History Month to half of you.
Well, not really, but I appreciate it.
And, well, I should say Happy Black History Month to both of you guys, because you live around a bunch of black people, because y'all in Milwaukee.
Milwaukee's the most segregated. Like, I'd love to tell you, yeah, and it's not that I don't have black friends outside of Chairshot Radio Network, but this is the most segregated city in the world. There are no black people that live around me.
And AJ, happy Black History Month to the black dude that works at the corner store.
I'm just being honest, though. I'm just being honest.
I know. That was a Milwaukee joke. I still love y'all. I mean, Happy Black History Month to Giannis.
It's not a joke. It's true.
Yeah, I know.
This is
okay, back to the situation at hand. Yes, it's EO. And here's why it's EO. There has not been any infighting, but there have been a ton of small moments that matter. That promo that she had last Friday matters for two reasons. Let me tell you why. Number one, when Rhea came out, there was the group was completely understood that there was no choice. She was picking Rhea because that was the only choice available. EO was never a choice. Rhea comes out to confront her and says, I want you to pick me. I dare you to. And then Nia comes out and beats the holy hell out of everybody. And she goes to Bayley and says, you better not pick Rhea because she's mine. And that's when Bayley says, that's the important part that you guys left out. That's when Bayley says, I'll make my decision on Friday. So,
first thing, I started the whole topic.
No, but y'all never mentioned Nia causing her to say that. She didn't say that because she had a decision to make. She said that because Nia scared her.
I said that.
You never said Nia. You said she was scared. You didn't speak on the actual situation. Secondly, if you look down. Go ahead.
No.
Go ahead, it's okay. I'll shut up.
No, I want you to finish, but you're saying that I didn't say something and I said it.
I didn't hear. Okay, if that's the shit we're going to go back and forth with, cool. Just
well,
let me finish
the point that you can... because we're arguing on a point.
Okay, then it doesn't fucking matter. Just let me finish my point, please. Because you ask questions and you want people to say their point, and then you talk through a whole time they're saying their point.
If you asked me a question and I said something that you said and it was not right, you would want to interact with that, wouldn't you?
After you were done, absolutely.
Oh, I don't wait.
Like, no, we got time. There's nobody stopping us. We're not getting paid by the hour. We could go 4 hours to retort that if you want. Just let me finish my point. I'll be done in 30 seconds.
I'm a hungry fuck.
Jesus Christ. The second point was, if you look, as soon as Bayley said that, the camera zoomed into EO, and EO said, looked at herself, and you could see her mouth, decision. So what I think is going to happen is they're going to jump Bayley out before she can make a decision, because they're thinking Bayley actually is thinking about possibly choosing EO and some evolution type shit. This whole story has been built just like evolution, but instead of there being a separate Randy and a separate Batista, Bayley is both. So that's what I think is going to happen. Now, Tony, the floor is yours.
Oh, man. I can't wait for like 997 hours from now. No, I don't even know.
Next year's a long time from now.
That's not even next year. That's like a few months. Yeah. I mean, we'll see. We'll see tomorrow night. That's my opinion. DP, have you jumped in here on the Bayley thing? I mean, you already said that Bayley, you had Bayley taken on EO the whole time.
Yeah.
And called the role. Well, let's get to the men's side. Why are we having... So Cody's going to beat Roman? That's where you guys think this is going?
Yep.
I'm not sure. Is something happened that The Rock is now out? Is that what's going on? What happened? I don't see that the... I don't know, I guess. Like,
I understand that the populace, particularly the wrestling populace, the people who are diehards, who frequent socials, who have podcasts like we do, like you guys, like are deeply into it, have convinced ourselves that Rock has to come back for the main event of WrestleMania for the title. There has been every single piece of evidence screaming to you that's not the case. Maybe the Mania thing, but the title's not involved. Rock will be 53 next year. He's 52 this year, right? Rock is one of the highest, not just paid actors, but highest working actors. The only reason he's free now is because the strike stopped everybody from working, and he hasn't gotten back yet. He had the time to plan things a little bit differently. On top of that, and every time I've said this, everybody wants to poo-poo it like it's not fact, but it is fact. It is canon in WWE. The title of the Tribal Chief is as important to the WWE and the NOIA family as the title is. So it does not need to be a championship feud. It does not need to be a feud that is particularly predicated on those two fighting to be the best wrestler or champion. It's about who's the head of that table. And if anything, Roman losing the title gives Rock more of a reason to come back and say, see, I gave you the ball, you dropped it. You were about to break all the records, you dropped the ball. Now I'm your boss. So I've never thought it needed, nor it should need, the actual championship. That would hurt the title, having a guy that everybody in the world knows would never win it at this stage of the game. That would not be interesting.
So before Raw this Monday, I pitched an idea to the IWC War Chief, and he said it's not terrible.
Oh, God. Please don't. Oh, boy.
Hey, I know you saw it, and everyone's calling me a fucking idiot for it, which, I don't think it's stupid, because you're not going to really have him in a match in the first place, in the first one. But it's The Rock on night one wants the Tribal Chiefdom. He already said he wants the head of the table, the being the Tribal Chief. Roman loses because Jimmy and Solo come out and fuck with him. Rock's still the head of the table because, technically speaking, you just lost that match. You lost the match, so you are no longer the head of the table. It could still be for the damn title, but you still lost that match. You're not head of the table anymore. So Rock then makes it. So if Cody does challenge, I'm saying if Cody challenges, if Jimmy, Solo, Jay, Rikishi, Granddaddy Fatu, whoever the hell wants to come out and help Roman, interferes, Cody still wins the title. That, I feel, would be the perfect way to make the head of the table more relevant, scarier, and since he doesn't have it, it's put more desperation. I've been called an idiot by most people of this, like Tony just said, oh boy, and everything else. That was before Raw, where Rollins said the one word that will trigger Cody to no end to make it Cody Rhodes versus Seth Rollins for the World Heavyweight Championship, and that is, Dusty. This is the Dusty Rhodes Championship. Yeah. This is the one where you work hard, the blue collar, good old American dweeb, and all that, daddy. It's that championship. It's big gold. Dusty has had big gold. We've all seen the picture of Dusty celebrating with it. So after Raw, that's making me think the fact that he goes, I'll think about it. I think that's going to lead to Cody versus Rollins 3 for that championship, night one main event of WrestleMania, and Cody wins. Doesn't finish the story, but will be a world champion.
If I may, real fast. If we're only counting WWE titles, then yeah. But Cody's won the Ring of Honor world title, so Cody's been a world title, world champion before.
He's also been NWA world champion.
Yeah, very famously. But in WWE parlance, two things make me disagree with that point. Because again, that promo, that segment was so good, it made me rethink what I thought. Two disagreements. One, WWE is very, very meticulous when it comes to those small details. And the detail of Cody doing at the Rumble winning, pointing to the sign, and then immediately pointing to the skybox. That is something that just isn't done for no reason. And normally those moments at the end of the Rumble, and I still love he does that, even though I don't fuck with those guys. Still a really cool homage to where he came from. But like, that's going to be reviewed forever. That promo on Raw, it'll be reviewed, baby. That visual will be reviewed for till the end of time, especially two-time winner, right? The second thing is Cody has always, while Cody's been doing Dusty cosplay his whole career, Cody's words have always been, I'm trying to outrun the shadow of my father. So for him to go and chase after the title, that one, he don't need to run a Royal Rumble to fight for, because if Seth is really the champion, Cody could just say, okay, well, let's fight for it today. Right? You don't need to win the Royal Rumble to do that. He had to fight Roman, different shows. Roman don't come to work. Roman's on permanent vacation. But winning the title that his daddy won would be cool and would probably mean a lot to him, but it wouldn't mean as much as the one thing his daddy couldn't do. Right? The one thing his daddy couldn't do was win the WWE, the McMahon crest, as much as that name is, you know, horrible right now. That's what he was never able to do. And so I think it's more important to him. And of course, he still got that grit in his craw about Roman cheating to beat him at WrestleMania last year. But it's that title, I think, that means the most to him. You know, so.
EP, did you want to jump in there?
Honestly, his story, and I would agree, like, it's always been about the WWE title. It's been the title that Dusty never got. And even if Seth's promo and everything was pretty convincing, pretty good, good way to sell that, you know, he talks about not doing it for Dusty, doing it for himself, doing it for Cody. Yeah, I think Cody would want to be WWE champion. And I think that's the one that's been out there. That's the one that you want right now. I think that world title's getting there and is going to be a good title. But really, it's about that title right now. That's what it's about. And since he's come back, that's what it's been. And so I really don't see him going for the world heavyweight title. He's going to go for the WWE title. And however they change up what's been going on to get there, you know, whatever the Rock's gonna do, I got it, Ray. Like, maybe they don't need it to be for the title. I feel like it should be a WrestleMania match, though. I don't know, but I just don't see Cody Seth at WrestleMania right now this year. It's Cody Roman. It has to be. So
they foreshadowed it literally all year, the Raw to WrestleMania last year. Cody and Brock gonna team against Roman and Solo. Brock turns on Cody. Brock makes Cody's life live in hell, ultimately at the end of SummerSlam, just to see, were you ready? That was the whole point of the fucking feud, right? Cody then brings Jay over because he knows Jay's trying to get away from Roman. And the whole feud with everybody involving Jay, with the shit that they have in the Judgment Day was about Jay. The shit with Drew was about Jay. All that stuff was, like, everything, even when they had the face-to-face on SmackDown. Everything, it's been literally foreshadowed for the entire calendar year. So then be like, nah, son, we're going to go around this. We'll be weird.
Anybody else have any comments?
Hold on, Renaya wants to talk.
Don?
No, she doesn't. She's joking.
You guys are all good? And nobody? You guys are done? You good? Okay, my turn to talk. You guys are done. Remember that. Did that on purpose. I really had to think about this because Punk's injured and he's out. And Punk was going to carry Raw with Rollins having to take time off, right? So how do you fix that? An easy fix is to not is would be if Rock was back and fighting Roman and Cody could just step in and take over the torch for that TV show, right? Because they're going to have a good – you're going to have a guy on each TV show, right? But then I sat there and went, well, if Cody does face Roman, they're not going to have him lose to him twice in a row. It's just not going to fucking happen. And maybe Roman's been due some time off. But where does that lead the Rock thing? Does it not have to be for the title? Personally, I don't really care as much if it's not. Just because of this whole build, I felt like it's been peaking towards Roman having everything going for him and then beating the Rock on top of it, right? Just because I don't see Rock ever beating any scenario where Rock beats Roman. It doesn't make any sense because what do you do after that? Rock's not going to be around for a whole long, elongated fucking storyline. And now Roman has the burden of having lost to the Rock with really nothing to come back for it. I love the conversation we're having now. You can see it's WrestleMania season. Everybody's so passionate, all four of us, right? So I respect all you guys' thoughts. I'm wrong 95% of the time, so usually what I say is wrong anyway, so don't have to put credence into my shit. But it's just exciting that the passion's there. This isn't the summer of whatever fucking middle 2000s to 2010s that you want to put. Like, we've just had one of the most amazing summers ever. So that's what I got. I don't know if you guys thought I was going to go all scorched earth on your asses, but I was just kind of, I don't know.
I'm not going to lie. I thought I was going to get scorched earth just because of my comment.
Oh, you guys have your own opinions and that's fine. Like, my opinions are just as crazy. So who am I to really judge about it if we're going to get down to it and actually give our, like, not like character opinion shit, right? So who knows? I think we can all agree on, and this is kind of where I was going. Do you like the fact that we don't really know? Because if Punk would have won the Rumble and Rock would have come out and challenged Roman, like, that would have been great, but we wouldn't be sitting here having a good conversation about what we think is going to happen next. And I think that's the funnest part about it.
And here's the one thing I'm going to say about the Royal Rumble. And it was, I believed Punk was going to win as soon as he came out number 27. Because before all the numbers that came out, but like all the 30s that came out, the most winning number was 27. I thought Punk was going to be a traditionalist and win it from 27 again, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's the damn famous number. Yep.
Well, and that could also be like, did they call an audible? Like, I highly doubt it, but Punk all of a sudden was like, hey, I'm hurt, Cody, you win this thing. We have to call an audible. Maybe.
Tony, you're the one that
you. I did. I put that out there.
You're the one that called it after the Future Shock. He was holding his tricep.
So you can see footage of him going over to the corner and talking to the ref. Like, Punk's obviously not making that call, but there's enough time where the ref is obviously in communication with what, you know, the back, gorilla, whatever you want to call it. I don't think so, but maybe. Who knows? This is another part of that. Isn't this crazy? We really don't know what's going on right now.
I love that. I think this is really great. And it's, I think we've said it's one of the rare, it's a rare year where there could be, we don't know exactly what the stories are going to be, what the matches are going to be. Like, we kind of, I think, I don't know if Race, you said it last week, or like, there's usually just like two guys or two girls, you know, kind of know who's going to win it. And we, you know, and came true, but we also don't necessarily know what the matches are going to be yet or what the finale is. So I really think we talked about it tonight.
We can't agree on any of the fucking titles. Even the secondary ones we had a good conversation before, right? Like, that's gonna be part of the fun moving forward.
We all said was going to be like the Mania match was the United States. That was the only thing that we all were in agreement on.
We all say Bayley Yo.
So. No, not if LA Knight gets traded for Cody.
That's just your pipe dream.
wasn't Austin's first Rumble win an accident?
Steve Austin?
No, his first Rumble win?
Because remember, he did
the 97 one?
96.
No, 96 was Shawn. Austin was supposed to be in the final four, but with all the rope, he slipped off, and he told Shawn, who was like in the bottom rope corner getting choked out, and like a hangman's, he was like, I'm out. So they had to call an audible for 96.
Okay, I knew one of them was an accident. Okay.
Yeah, that one was the accident, but he wasn't supposed to win. He was supposed to be in the final four as the ringmaster.
Okay.
There we go. Fun show. Thanks for coming on, Ray. You were supposed to have the whole week off, and I texted him this morning. I was like, I always feel like you and Dave, I message because I know you guys have had your thing, and it's just kind of hopefully just, you know, who knows, it'll come back maybe. But I'm always like, before and after pay-per-views, I try to get Dave before and Ray after, be like, these guys are really good at what they do. They need to be on somewhere when major shit is happening as far as wrestling goes. So thank you for coming on.
What are these words, come back? I know not what these mean.
Yeah, he's like Outsider's Edge? What? Kyle? Carl?
What the fuck is the Outsider? And who the fuck is the Edge? No, I mean, maybe one day.
It was just this little podcast.
I was about to say, it's Scott Hall, Adam Copeland.
Yeah.
There you go.
Rename it Outsiders Copeland.
Hall's Edge.
Oh, God.
That sounds like the mint I take when I'm sick. Stop him coughing.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
Tylenol Mike will work. No, I had to take a Hall's Edge.
Have you seen that? You know that meme of Snoop at the radio station and the who? That's how I feel about Adam Copeland nowadays. Like,
I mean, we had an entire episode. It was even named after what you said. Nah, you Edge.
You edge, cuz. You edge.
What is it? Little brawlers, or what's the
micro brawlers?
Yeah, they've done better ratings than AEW the last 2 weeks.
I ain't trying to bash on them right now, but it's bad.
Oh, I'll bash on them. WWE has 2K, and not even AEW can get 2K.
Well, that's a good
one.
That's
a video game joke, everybody. Yes.
We're just going to end the show here and kick it around. And the last thing I'll say is, I've been saying it for a while now. Run far, run fast, and don't stop. If you can run to somewhere else besides there, get there.
Hey, is Okada WWE bound before we go? Because he's a free agent as of yesterday. Today as we're recording. But
I hope so.
Well, come home, Okada. Ricky Starks will see you in a year.
Maybe Okada's got to catch a plane to Australia first before he can come to the United States. We'll see.
Oh, it's not that far.
Ray, thanks again, brother. Let everybody know where they can find you. Yeah, it's Ray Cash. Yeah, that's it.
There you go. Yeah, I don't promote you on the website.
And next week, though. We're gonna have our final chair shot NFL of the year. We're a Super Bowl preview.
Can I quit? Like, I really don't want to talk football anymore. Like, unless we talk. Hey, Elf and Toffee. We can talk Premier League.
If you quit, you don't get unemployment.
That's fine.
You get paid?
Sorry for that shit. Oh, thanks again, Ray. AJ.
You can find me at Elon Musk's cesspool at PhenomenalAJB. That's AJB in all caps. Don't forget, on chairshot.com, we're not just podcast galore. We are articles galore, sports entertainment, you name it. We got it. Because we don't just cover WWE on there. No, no, no. AEW, ROH, even TNA, as we were talking about earlier in the show. So go check it out, chairshot.com.
Big ups to TNA, man. They almost got me back, dog. I gotta say, they almost got me back.
Yeah, hey, they've been doing so damn well. Like I said, my prediction of the year, they're gonna be the number two show.
XS TV, 8 p.m. Eastern, Thursday nights. DP,
you can find me all over the worldwide social media interwebs, and it's me, DPP. And follow this show at X-Force Podcast DWI at facebook.com/DWI podcast.
And until next week's show, you can find DPP watching past Pro Bowls consecutively, because it's his passion. It's the NFL Pro Bowl.
Quarterback challenge, baby.
Oh, the skill. Yeah, I love the skill shit. Like the game. Fuck that. But the skill stuff is dope.
I got all the episodes. I got all the episodes of the Pro Bowl on VHS. You can
find me at PC Tunny, and the show's over. Goodbye. See you next week.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.